A Fairbanks woman objected to a video of her being included in a campaign advertisement without her consent. Republican candidate for Governor Mike Dunleavy's campaign removed the footage soon after it became aware of her concern. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports the woman says the ad took advantage of her Inupiaq ethnicity.
Marjorie Tabon says she became aware of the ad on social media when friends forwarded it to her. She says that in the original version of the ad, there is a few seconds of her walking in the woods and of her dancing as part of a group.
It's just my face, and it's obviously my face, and I'm obviously a brown person, and I'm obviously Native in there. And so the issue of them using me as an image to portray the support of the Native community, I wasn't comfortable with.
She criticized the ad in a Facebook post, saying that she doesn't support Dunleavy. The campaign took down the ad on Sunday, shortly after it became aware of the post. The ad's been reposted without the footage of Tabon. Tabon works to provide Inuit tattoos to women. She lives in Fairbanks and is originally from Nome. She says Dunleavy's campaign may have had the right to use the footage, but should have asked her before doing it.
They made a huge mistake by just using me, using my face, without my permission.
Dunleavy campaign manager Brett Huber says the use of footage from an AJ Plus news video was typical for campaign ads. AJ Plus is part of the Al Jazeera media network.
We saw the comments posted on Facebook, so we took swift action to remove the image. I sent a message to Marjorie explaining to her, the footage was obtained and used legally. We didn't want anybody to include an ad that they didn't support.
Huber says Dunleavy wouldn't seek to use the image of an Alaska Native woman to convey support from Natives. He noted that Dunleavy's wife, Rose, is an Alaska Native.
One of the things I like the most about our candidate is he's colorblind and he's genderblind. Mike's been married to an Alaska Native woman for 31 years. He would never advantage specifically an Alaska Native, a Caucasian, or any other race. People are people. So certainly that was never our intent, nor would it be something that Mike would pursue.
Dunleavy resigned from his state Senate seat in January to focus on his campaign. He previously served as a teacher and school superintendent in Kotzebue. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.